more traditional paid ads channels are becoming less reliable and more expensive. And with that, brands are kind of being forced to look for alternative acquisition channels. And influencer is an amazing acquisition channel if you have the right tech to actually drive revenue and not just create content. So yeah, it's been really cool to see the direction that the industry is shifting, and TikTok has definitely been a huge driver in that.
You're listening to the Keep Optimizing Podcast to increase your traffic, improve your conversion rates, and grow your profits.
Hello and welcome. I'm Chloe Thomas, the host of this e-commerce marketing focused podcast. If you're not familiar with the Keep Optimizing format, well, each month we focus on a different marketing method. It could be email or SEO or Facebook ads. And each week I interview a different expert to explore the latest advice on making it work for you. Now, I love hearing from our listeners. When we get a lovely little mention on social or someone emails me or DMs me on LinkedIn, I like to give you a little shout out. So Naomi Davies. Hello, Naomi. Naomi put a post up on LinkedIn saying how awesome John Luma, one of our recent guests, is, and mentioned the fact we've done an episode with him and praised that episode too. So Naomi, thank you so much for giving Keep Optimizing a shout out on LinkedIn. We really appreciate it. And thank you so much for listening. Okay, this month is TikTok month. We have covered lots of angles on TikTok this month and in our previous masterclasses on TikTok as well. In this episode, we're covering something we haven't covered before. So we've done episodes where we've looked at the TikTok affiliate schemes, the TikTok creator schemes. That's all the stuff that happens on TikTok. What we haven't done is talked about running, dare I say, traditional affiliate campaigns on TikTok. So where you control everything and you recruit the people to talk about you, and then you track those sales through to your website. We have an expert guest at this. He's done it brand side, he's done it on all the social platforms. Now he's doing it across everything, including TikTok, with the awesome company he's created. And he will be sharing a couple of super cool core strategies for getting affiliates to work for you on TikTok. I think these are genius. And he'll be sharing some super clever stuff around voucher codes too. Keep listening to get all of that. And make sure you listen right to the end of the episode, because at the end, he will be sharing his quickfire insider tips to help you maximize your performance on TikTok. And then I'll be sharing my take on it and outlining a couple of other ways we can help you improve your TikTok even more. So stay tuned to the end. If you're running an e-commerce store on Shopify, you need to check out Social Snowball. It's the affiliate platform designed for the modern affiliate manager. Unlike traditional platforms focused on publishers and blogs, Social Snowball enables you to grow with creators, ambassadors, influencers, and even your own customers, which of course includes selling on TikTok. One of the standout features of Social Snowball is its ability to eliminate code leaks with safe links. If your discount codes are ending up on coupon sites, Social Snowball will put a stop to that and save your CPA. Check out Social Snowball now via keepopt.com/snowball or find Social Snowball in the Shopify App Store. In this episode, I'm chatting with TikTok expert Noah Tucker. Noah is the founder and CEO at Social Snowball, the word-of-mouth marketing platform for e-commerce. Social Snowball's affiliate and referral programs drive millions in revenue for over 2,000 leading brands, such as Solarwave, Obvi, and Fanjoy. Hello, Noah.
Hello, thank you for having me. I'm excited.
Brilliant to have you here. How did you end up in the world of TikTok?
Yeah. So before starting Social Snowball, kind of venturing onto the tech side of the e-commerce world, I lived on the brand side for a while. So I was building some of my own stores and doing a lot of consulting work, a lot of media buying. And kind of while I was in that world, I kind of got sucked into influencer marketing. And so this is pre-TikTok, but I was, you know, mostly with Instagram influencers, recruiting ambassadors and, you know, bigger influencers for any brand that I work with, whether that's my own brand or other brands. And so in that, I was using a lot of the existing tech that existed in, like, specifically the Shopify ecosystem to power these influencer and ambassador programs. And, you know, basically, to make a longer story short, they all felt pretty clunky and outdated. And a lot of the functionality that I wanted to make these partnerships smooth with creators and ambassadors was just not available whatsoever. So that's kind of how the idea for Social Snowball started. And then as we continued to build it out, obviously TikTok became a really, really big channel for influencer and creator. So naturally, the brands that were using Social Snowball to power their creator and affiliate programs were partnering with TikTok creators. So we started to build more functionality to enable TikTok partnerships, and that just became a huge part of the business now.
It feels, as someone who's a little bit outside the TikTok affiliate ecosystem, I mean myself, it feels like TikTok has kind of accelerated the evolution of the influencer affiliate marketplace. Is that what it's been like being on the inside of it? Has change come a lot more rapidly? Has the play space grown up a lot more because of the TikTok impact?
Definitely. I think, you know, like what we really focus on with Social Snowball is to help you turn your influencer partnerships into actual attributable revenue and new customer acquisition, not just like brand awareness and content creation. And that was kind of a more novel concept when Social Snowball was starting and, you know, pre-TikTok. And now with TikTok and, you know, being as big as it is and TikTok Shop and all these new products that they're releasing, the whole industry is kind of shifting in the direction of just that, like where influencer partnerships are more focused on attributable revenue and acquiring new customers instead of just being focused on brand awareness. So it's a huge shift obviously happening across more than just TikTok, but TikTok is definitely pushing it in that direction, which is really cool to see. And I think it's really important for brands too, because obviously, you know, more traditional paid ads channels are becoming less reliable and more expensive. And with that, brands are kind of being forced to look for alternative acquisition channels. And influencer is an amazing acquisition channel if you have the right tech to actually, you know, have attribution for the revenue that it's driving and create incentive structures for influencers to actually drive revenue and not just create content. So yeah, it's been really cool to see the direction that the industry is shifting, and TikTok has definitely been a huge driver in that.
It feels like it should be a win for everybody. So the merchant's getting trackable data and are only paying on success. The influencer is getting rewarded well for when they're doing their best work for their best brands, and it should create, I would have thought, a better matchup between the right influencers, affiliates, etc., and the right brands. Is that something that's coming through, do you see, at the moment?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, you can't really hide anymore if you are like able to drive impact for the brand. You know, if the brand's influencer program revolves around affiliate and tracking revenue, and an influencer is unable to drive revenue, they could have the best engagement rate or the coolest looking feed and, you know, nice looking content. But brands now really care about the actual revenue that an influencer can drive. And that incentive structure around attributable revenue really does help align the goals of brands with these influencer partnerships with the right influencers that can actually accomplish that goal. So it kind of weeds out the noise as well and helps brands focus less on the influencers that maybe pretended like they could drive a lot of revenue, but since brands weren't really tracking that before, didn't have any way to know. And now, you know, even, you know, small micro influencers in specific niches are driving tons of revenue, and big influencers are unable to drive revenue. And that's definitely been really eye-opening for brands to see as well.
So no, I've got to ask kind of like the elephant in the room question here, which is, we've talked a lot on this podcast previously about the fact that TikTok has its own setup with TikTok Shop for affiliate selling, where it's all tracked, yeah. It all happens on the platform. So why is it that brands should be using third-party software, i.e. something like Social Snowball, for affiliate marketing on TikTok?
Yeah, so the biggest answer to that is that with TikTok Shop, you are not able to have any of your customer data. So the purchases come through, but you are unable to remarket that customer because you don't get their email or any of their contact info to basically create like an own channel that you would with your D2C channel. So I like to think of TikTok Shop as sort of like Amazon. It's like a supplemental additional channel, but it's not part of your D2C channel. And obviously it's important to leverage because there's revenue to be made through TikTok Shop, but there's no LTV or repurchase, you know, incentive structure that you could create for TikTok Shop customers, similar again to Amazon. So, you know, if you want to run a program at scale and have this be like a powerful acquisition channel, you're going to want that customer data, or else you're going to have a business that's so dependent on TikTok Shop that if anything changes, you don't own any of your customer data to, you know, continue selling to them in the long run. That would be the biggest reason. And then on top of that, if you have your own affiliate program that's, you know, platform agnostic and not specific to TikTok, your influencers can also promote you in other channels besides TikTok. So obviously TikTok Shop is exclusive to promotions on TikTok, which would make sense. But your influencers might also have audiences on YouTube and Instagram, and maybe they have a blog or just other channels in general. With an owned affiliate program driving traffic to your D2C, you could capture their audience on all of these channels. With a TikTok shop only affiliate program, obviously you're limited to just TikTok. So I would tell, you know, overall, like, to make that long, what I just said short, like, TikTok shop is important, but it's a supplemental channel. You need to treat it like that. And you need to also be leveraging influencers on TikTok and other platforms to be driving traffic to your D2C so that you could own some of your customer data and not just be super dependent on TikTok.
Nicely answered, Noah. Thank you for that. The tricky question of our chat. So you mentioned before we hit the record button that you have some core awesome TikTok strategies. So I figure we should dive into those now. So what's your go-to strategy for a brand who wants to leverage affiliates on TikTok?
Yeah, great question. It's so cool because, like, at Social Snowball, like you mentioned, we have over 2,000 brands. We get to see all these different strategies that brands are trying. And they branched up with some really cool stuff, like really, really smart stuff. And on TikTok in particular, there's a few strategies that we've seen brands execute that really blew our minds. And so one that comes to mind is, I call this manufacturing virality. It's basically leveraging creators as affiliates to sort of guarantee virality on TikTok. And obviously, going viral can feel like luck, but with TikTok and, you know, these short form platforms, it's much easier and more predictable with the right strategy. So essentially what brands are doing is they're bringing out a team of creators. And these are, I use the word creators intentionally here. These are not influencers. You don't really want someone with a big audience for this strategy in particular. You just want someone who can create really good content. So maybe, like, you could look at UGC creators or maybe some micro influencers with, like, really small followings. But the goal here is to find creators that can create really good content for your brand and product. And then essentially what you have them do is, instead of sharing your products or your brand or creating videos for you on their own TikTok pages, what they do is they actually create new TikTok pages that are branded as if they are associated with your brand. So if the brand is Yeti, like the coolers, you know, one creator would make a page that's like @_Yeti, and another would make one that's @Yeti_, and basically just different variations of your brand on TikTok, and they use your logo. And these creators would, you know, let's say you bring on 50 creators, they would all make their own page. So that's 50 new branded pages on TikTok. You're going to enroll them all into your affiliate program. So give them a link to put in their bio, maybe a discount code that they could share as well. And we could get a little deeper into attribution and what we need for that as well. But then essentially, they're going to be creating content daily for your brand. So maybe, let's say, 3 videos a day each creator will make. And their incentive is, if any of these videos go viral, obviously they'll drive a ton of traffic through their affiliate link and code, and they'll get, you know, whatever your commission is for that, let's say 20% of all the revenue they drive, they're able to keep. So you now have 50 creators that created 50 new pages branded as your brand, creating 3 posts a day. That's, you know, 150 posts a day going out into TikTok. And the truth is, if these creators know what they're doing, if they are, you know, any good at making content, then some will go viral. Even if it's just 1 or 2 in the beginning, some videos will go viral. And then what you do is you kind of start to collect the content that's working and create a feedback loop where, once content starts going viral, you're creating, like, resources for the rest of your creators so that they can learn from what's been working and what hasn't been working and adjust their content accordingly, so that if maybe, you know, 1 or 2 videos a day were getting some traction, maybe in a couple of weeks, 10 videos a day are getting traction. And using this feedback loop, and, you know, you're able to sort of manufacture virality for your brand, use it to drive attributable revenue, only pay creators on a performance-only basis of the revenue that they're actually driving, so there's not, like, any fixed costs associated with it. And then once you kind of have that feedback loop tight and you're happy with the amount of content that's going viral with the creators you're partnered with, you could obviously scale this by bringing on more creators. And, you know, the brands that we've seen execute this well have done this across not only TikTok, but Instagram with Reels and YouTube with Shorts. So each creator will make a page across all of these channels and repurpose their content across all of them and have their affiliate links and codes on, you know, all of these pages. And it's really incredible to see, like, the results on Sky. And I mean, there's some brands, like Tab's Chocolate is one that did a really good job at this. And, you know, they had, I want to say, even thousands of creators. If any of the listeners, open TikTok and search Tabs Chocolate and then go to the users tab where you can see all the accounts that are called Tabs Chocolate, you'll see, you know, basically you can scroll forever and see accounts that are owned by individual creators that are branded as Tabs Chocolate. It's pretty insane to see like how some bits have scaled with this. And yeah, it's all performance based. So it's an affiliate deal with these creators. So there's not like a lot of risk in setting it up.
That's such a mad strategy. I totally get how it works. But I would assume naively, clearly, that if you were going to do this, you'd have to financially incentivize the creator to create that new page because they're not getting the bump on their existing page. They're having to start from zero again and create a lot of content to make it work. But a creator's up for this.
Yeah, that's the thing. You have to find creators that don't have a huge following already, because if someone already built a strong following, like they're not going to want to do a partnership like this. They're probably going to want to be paid like a flat fee, and they have, you know, they're just going to be more expensive and difficult to work with. But really small creators, or like even UGC creators that don't have their own personal following, they just are really good at creating content, is usually the demographic that is very, very open to this type of partnership. And obviously, you know, you send them a free product and you're not just telling them like make this page and figure it out. Like you are there supporting them, but the only compensation in cash that they're receiving is an affiliate commission.
Got you. And do brands ever get, the other objection I can see to this is brands going, but we don't want everyone to appear to be us.
Well, I mean, that is a decision that the brand can make, of course. This is just kind of a way to hack distribution at scale. So, you know, I would say create tight brand guidelines of what you are and are not allowed to do with each page and the type of content you are and are not allowed to post and what you can and can't put in the bio. And of course, if anyone breaks that, you can ban them for your program. But, you know, this is just a way to hack reaching a really, really wide audience without having to create a lot of content yourself and having it only be at a performance-only payout, you know, basis. But yeah, I mean, if brands were really concerned about giving affiliates this much flexibility, you know, that's fair. That's their business decision at the end of the day. But I think like with tight enough guidelines that you could basically overcome that.
Good answer. No, you're very good at the good answers. Okay. So, you mentioned within that answer that as you're going through that strategy that you've got some hints on how we do attribution with all of this and around voucher code. So come on, give us the attribution 101.
Yeah, sure. So attribution, I mean, I'll just say like super honestly, like attribution for influencer in general is tough, right? There's no pixel, you know, that basically knows when someone sees a TikTok post and doesn't engage with it or doesn't click on anything and then goes and makes a purchase later. There's no attribution for that. So in general, like influencer attribution is never perfect. And then, you know, you could give discount codes, which usually work really well, but then those could get picked up by Honey or the coupon sites, and that's not perfect. And then with just UTM links, you know, there's a chance that someone doesn't click on it because there's no incentive attached to it, like there's with the discount code. So that's not bulletproof. So in general, it's a difficult challenge. The solution that we've built for it is something called Safe Links, which is essentially a coupon code alternative that allows influencers to share a discount without the risk of it getting picked up by a coupon site. Because coupons are, like, in general, well, discounts, I'll say, because not necessarily coupons, but discounts are the best way to track influencer sales because it's the only attribution method that has an incentive for the customer to use it. If someone watches a TikTok on their phone and then decides to buy later on their computer, a discount is the only attribution method that will hop from platform to platform. Because they want the incentive, right? The customer wants to get that discount. But the issue, like I mentioned, is the codes can always leak. So what SafeLinks does is it essentially replaces coupon codes. So wherever an influencer would be sharing a code, they would share this link instead. And it looks just like a normal affiliate link, and you could customize it and join it like any affiliate link. But how it works is whenever a shopper clicks on that link and gets taken to your storefront, in real time, a unique single-use code will be generated from your Shopify and given to the shopper to use during their shopping session. So if I'm an influencer and I post like, you know, link in bio for a discount and 10 shoppers click on that link, 10 separate single-use codes will be generated from Shopify and given to each shopper. So every shopper still gets a discount, but the codes are all single-use. So if it gets scraped by Honey or, you know, leaked to any coupon site, it doesn't matter. They're all single use codes. They're valueless to the coupon site. And the influencer still has a mechanism that allows them to share a discount at scale, which is the use of that link. And if someone clicks on a link on one device and then generates a coupon code and decides to buy later on their computer, they can still take that code from device to device. So it still has that, you know, device hopping attribution hack that comes with discounts in general. So that's been like the best way that we've been able to track sales accurately by having that incentive, but eliminating the risk of over-attributing from code leaks.
I love that. Is a sexy, elegant solution. That is super clever. I really, really like that. Okay. No, before I just rave about how cool that solution is, and my brain goes off to try and work out how I could build it if I wanted to. Not that I need to, but you know, my brain likes going down those routes. You told me you have multiple core TikTok strategies. So could you give us another one, please?
Sure. Yeah. I think another one that we've seen a lot of customers do, like users of Social Snowball, is so we have like a whole functionality around turning customers into affiliates. And so basically this is like kind of replaces a referral program where instead of customers are like give five, get five, this actually like enrolls them into one of your affiliate programs. And with that, we've had brands that create these customer affiliate programs post-purchase that incentivize their customers to share on TikTok. So instead of it just being like, I mean, I'm sure you see these typical referral programs where it's like enter your friend's email and we'll send them a $5 off coupon. And then if they use that coupon, we'll send you a $5 off coupon. And like, it's super clunky. Nobody really engages with it. It doesn't drive a ton of revenue. What we've helped brands do is essentially like whenever a customer makes a purchase on their store, before they even make it to the order confirmation page, we take their order data from Shopify checkout and use that to automatically create them an affiliate account, generate them a link or code, and then we give that to them right on the thank you page as soon as they complete their purchase. So without any additional sign up or fill out this form or pop-ups or anything, their affiliate account is generated instantly. And then this will usually trigger a welcome series campaign or flow from like Klaviyo or whatever email tool the brand is using. And, you know, obviously all of this integration is just a snowball. And the brands that have done this really well, what I've seen them do is encourage their customers to actually promote their link or code on TikTok. And this works really well for brands that have like their customer base as a younger demographic that's more likely to be on TikTok. But instead of just, you know, telling customers to post, now these customers have a real incentive to because they can draw revenue if their posts do well. So in the, you know, flows, the post-purchase email flows that the brands are sending to customers explaining how the program works, they'll have things like a Google Drive with like shareable creatives that are inspiration that the brand, that the customer can use when posting on TikTok. And they'll showcase other customers who have created TikToks that did really well and generated a ton of revenue and then commissions for the customer, of course. And then, you know, from there, you know, the brands will usually create like a tiered structure, which, you know, we could get into a little bit more where you could gamify the program a bit. But yeah, creating these customer affiliate programs and kind of instead of just telling your customers to share wherever they want, but giving them a little bit more direction on where you want them to share, in this case, TikTok, has done really well for brands.
I love how scalable that is. And like automation, scalability, time saving is such a huge thing for e-commerce marketers at the moment. I love that angle that's running through the advice you're giving us here now. Well, look, thank you so much for letting us pick your brains about affiliates on TikTok. Listeners, remember to stay tuned right to the end so you don't miss out on Noah's insider tips on TikTok and my suggestions, but even more free resources to help you improve things even further in your business. If you're running an e-commerce store on Shopify, you need to check out Social Snowball. It's the affiliate platform designed for the modern affiliate manager. Unlike traditional platforms focused on publishers and blogs, Social Snowball enables you to grow with creators, ambassadors, influencers, and even your own customers, which of course includes selling on TikTok. One of the standout features of Social Snowball is its ability to eliminate code leaks with safe links. If your discount codes are ending up on coupon sites, Social Snowball will put a stop to that and save your CPA. Check out Social Snowball now via keepopt.com/snowball or find Social Snowball in the Shopify App Store. Okay, Noah, so far we've gone deep into affiliates. Now you get to wow us with your insider knowledge about the whole of TikTok. So for the following questions, your answer can be anything to do with TikTok, which of course does include all those things we've already been talking about. So Noah, are you ready for these?
Let's do it.
Okay, let's start with newbie advice. If we've inspired someone to take their first step, what do they need to know to give themselves the best chance of success?
Yeah, honestly, I would kind of take this back to what we were talking about with turning customers into affiliates. I'd say it's really low-hanging fruit because unlike a lot of these other TikTok strategies, and including the ones that we talked about today, it takes a little bit of, you know, just like resources as far as time and focus to get them launched and to find the right creators and to, you know, create like a feedback loop for them as far as high-performing content. With turning customers into affiliates, it's very turnkey. You're going to build out the program, the incentive structure, you know, customize the thank you page widget and the post-purchase emails, and it basically runs on its own. Every new customer, when they make a purchase, will be automatically enrolled in this program, and they'll be encouraged to, you know, share, whether that's on TikTok or wherever you decide. But it's very low effort from the brand side once it's launched. So I would say as a newbie, obviously, you know, you want to test these things out without having to dedicate a ton of your bandwidth towards it. And this would definitely be a great low-hanging fruit strategy to give you a try.
Yeah, that's such a, like I said earlier, that is such a scalable, automatable, clever way of going about it. Really, really love it. Now, once you've started, of course, you've got to keep optimizing. So what's your favorite way to improve performance?
Yeah, that's a great question. I'd say you want to do whatever you can to increase engagement with these creators and affiliates, right? You don't want them to just sign up, post once, and then kind of forget about it. They're getting hit up by a ton of other brands. So the way that I've seen brands do a really good job at this is creating a little bit of gamification in their program. And usually the way that manifests is with reward tiers. So what I mean by that is you could set up an incentive structure where when a creator joins a program, first they'll make, you know, let's say 15% commission. And then once they refer 10 sales, they'll automatically get bumped to receive 20% commission. And then when they refer 30 sales, you could automatically send them a free gift. And then when they hit 100 sales, you know, you could give them an even higher commission. And essentially you create these reward tiers and tie them to performance milestones and communicate those tiers to your creators that are in your program so they know what they're working towards. And this is a great way to kind of optimize the program in the sense of that you're keeping your creators and affiliates engaged in the long run and not just, you know, having them post once and then they forget about you.
I love that. Gamification and reward tiers, essential for any affiliate campaign, whether it's on social or somewhere else. Got to make it interesting and you've got to reward. Now, if someone listening wants to learn more, is there one cheap or free resource you would recommend?
Yeah, definitely. So we have a whole library of video courses that we co-create with our partners that do a really good job with these programs and, you know, our power users of Social Snowball. And so that you can find at academy.socialsnowball.io or just on our website. If you click resources and then academy, you'll be able to find it there. And yeah, we put a lot into these. They're very high production. We, you know, are finding the best brands and partners of ours that really understand influencer at a deep level and asking them to create these courses for us. And they're 100% free. So definitely would recommend checking that out.
That sounds like an absolutely awesome resource. Everybody, go and get stuck into that, academy.socialsnowball.io. But finish listening to this episode first. Finally, Noah, crystal ball time. What's coming up in the next 6 to 12 months that we should be getting ready for, if you're willing to try and predict that in the world of TikTok?
Yeah. Well, I think what we're going to see is, you know, some sort of similar product to TikTok Shop being released on other social platforms. So the strategies that are working now for TikTok and, you know, utilizing their shopping functionality will probably be a great strategy to implement on YouTube and Instagram as well. So that I think is really exciting to see. And I'm not sure how everything's going to fall into place because that's obviously very disruptive and, you know, maybe it'll do really well on some platforms and totally tank on others. But regardless, that all those platforms are going to be trying. So it's definitely something to keep an eye on.
I think you're spot on there, Noah. There must be some, I can imagine like at Meta and Google, there would be some really annoyed people when TikTok Shop first came out and worked. Because they were all trying to do it for so many years and failing. But yeah, okay, Noah, we are very nearly at the end of the show. So could you please let the listeners know where they can find you and your business?
Yeah, you could find us at socialsnowball.io. You know, feel free to book a demo or check out our Shopify app if you're using Shopify. And as far as me, I'm on LinkedIn. If you search Noah Tucker, you'll find me. I'm same with Twitter. And I love talking about this stuff. So if you have any questions or ideas, definitely feel free to shoot me a message on either of those platforms.
Brilliant. Thank you so much, Noah. It's been great finding out your super clever strategies for affiliates on TikTok. So thank you so much for being up for being on the podcast.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for having me, Chloe. I appreciate it.
I love those two big strategies that Noah outlined there. The one where you are recruiting 50 low-level micro, dare we say it, creators on the platform, getting them to create a branded page on a branded handle, a branded profile with your links, with your branding, and then creating lots of video content. And then getting those 50 to see what's working on them and then feeding that information back so everything gets better and then you can grow it even further. Love that strategy. Love the automated customer into affiliate recruitment process. Just so straightforward to slowly start building that up without you having to do much day-to-day effort. Really clever, especially that gamification bit he shared in the top tips. And that those safe links they use that create the one-off voucher codes for people, thus enabling kind of Uber attribution and stopping it from getting stolen by the voucher codes, which is obviously manageable manually, but really cool to break it at the very beginning of the process. I loved that insight from Noah. Really cool to talk about doing kind of normal affiliate activity rather than TikTok controlled affiliate activity on TikTok. So yeah, really love that. And if any of you, when you guys start trying that out, would love to hear how you get on with it all. You can get the links to all those things we discussed, the full transcript of this episode, important notes and more at keepoptimizing.com. Or you can use our special direct to episode short links. Just put keepopt.com/ the number of this episode into the URL bar and you'll go straight to the correct episode page. When you get to the website, you could also add yourself to our email list so you don't miss out on any of the other things I share to help you improve your business. Thank you so much for tuning in to this episode of the Keep Optimizing podcast. Our whole set of episodes about TikTok is now live, so please do have a listen to them all. Either scroll up your podcast feed and you'll immediately see some episodes with TikTok at the beginning of their names, or you can use the short link keepopt.com/TikTok to find all our TikTok content listed on the website. Have a browse through, see which ones you want to watch. Watch, Chloe? Listen. I mean, listen, the ones you want to listen to. And then if you are thinking you want to get deeper into affiliates, we did an epic month on affiliate marketing at the beginning of 2024. So you can find all of that content by scrolling up and looking for the word affiliate, strangely enough, or go to keepopt.com/affiliate. Our next masterclass topic is not really a topic at all. It's our annual September catch-up on what you need to know before Q4 that we haven't managed to cover yet this year. So an eclectic set of episodes, including our Black Friday top tips episode as well. So make sure you tune in next Wednesday to find out what we're covering and to get your ears wrapped around it. So to make sure you don't miss that, make sure you are subscribed to us or following us on your favorite podcast player. If you know someone who's particularly interested in TikTok or getting ready for peak, then please do let them know we're covering all of it because this show exists to help you and help them improve all your marketing. Have a great week and make sure you listen to the next episode so I can help you to keep optimizing your marketing.
Access everything Keep Optimizing at keepoptimizing.com. That's with an S, not a Z.
Don't forget to check out Social Snowball, the modern affiliate platform, via keepopt.com/snowball or find them in the Shopify app store.